I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, November 10th. Quincy's newly elected officials are inviting everyone to join a unity rally on the Hancock Adams Common outside City Hall today. All newly elected and current officials, candidates, and residents are welcome to attend the rally today from 4:30 to 6 p.m. before tonight's City Council meeting. Last week, voters elected 7 new City Councilors and 2 new school committee members. The rally organizers say today's event is not about politics, but about community. They're welcoming people to stand for unity for the city and the democratic process. The Quincy, North Quincy Marching Band and Color Guard is celebrating a winning season. Over the past 29 days, the band and color guard participated in 6 contests and traveled over 300 miles. The largest ensemble in program history earned 26 awards, including a first-place win at the New England Scholastic Band Competition in New Bedford, a second-place finish at the association's preliminary in North Andover, a silver medal at the Massachusetts Instrumental and Choral Conductors Association in Norwood, a first-place prize at the association's preliminary in Easton, a gold medal at the MICCA finals in Quincy, and the final competition was the association's championships in Lawrence, where the band placed 4th. The Quincy North Quincy Marching Band and Color Guard is the biggest it's ever been and is nearly twice the size of the next largest ensemble in the region. Team is now preparing to perform at the Thanksgiving Day football game, holiday concerts, and the Quincy Christmas Parade. This year's performances have paid tribute to the Quincy 400 celebration. In football, Quincy presidents bow to Chelmsford 18-13, and North Quincy fell to Winchester 42-6 in tournament action on Friday night. A Weymouth native who was killed in action during World War II and had been classified as missing in action since 1944 has finally returned home after more than 80 years. The remains of United States Army Private Alfred Thomas Langevin were recently identified. He arrived Saturday morning at Logan Airport, where he received a dignified transport to Cohane Funeral Home in Weymouth. The calling hours were held yesterday at the Weymouth Town Hall, where Langevin was lying in honor for the public to pay their respects. A funeral procession and burial with full military honors is slated for today. Procession will depart from Cohane Funeral Home at 10 a.m., travel through Weymouth, including a final pass through Jackson Square, where Langevin was born and raised. A graveside service and burial at Fairmont Cemetery will ensue. In tribute, Cohane will provide flags to local schools and community members to wave along the procession route. Langevin, a grocery store manager who enlisted in the Army at age 29, went missing while on patrol in a German forest during the fight against the Axis powers. He was declared dead a year later. Officials don't know exactly what happened to him. Langevin's remains were officially identified and accounted for in July. He'll be buried next to his sister, Irene, her husband, and their mother's parents. Cohane is donating its entire stipend for managing Langevin's services to the New England Center and Home for Veterans. A Canton police cruiser was involved in a crash in an industrial park yesterday morning. Interim Police Chief Joseph Perkins says the officer was on the way to a call about 10:15 a.m. when the cruiser left the roadway as the officer attempted to navigate a turn near an industrial park on Neponset Street. The officer was transported to Milton Hospital to be evaluated and was later released. No other vehicles were involved. Cruiser sustained front-end damage and was towed from the scene. The utility company was notified and responded to inspect the pole. There were no power outages as a result of that crash. A pickup truck slammed into 2 parked cars and then caught fire in Holbrook on Saturday. Surveillance video shows the crash near Holbrook Square. It left the wrong-way driver seriously injured A police officer pulled the driver from the burning truck. It's unclear if he'll face any charges. The crash temporarily closed Holbrook Square. Totaled all three vehicles that were involved. A routine traffic jam turned into a life-changing moment Friday night when state troopers and EMS personnel helped deliver a baby on the side of the expressway. Happened about 7:30 Friday evening. Troopers responded to a call for assistance from a couple whose vehicle was stuck in traffic on the expressway north in Milton. The woman was in active labor. Time was critical. Troopers quickly located the vehicle near the Granite Avenue ramp and coordinated with EMS crews who arrived on scene and safely delivered the baby right there on the highway. With both mother and newborn in stable condition, troopers provided an escort for the ambulance through heavy traffic to Boston Medical Center. The state police congratulated the couple on the birth of their child and expressed gratitude to EMS partners for their swift and skilled response. Governor Healey and Attorney General Andrea Campbell both slamming President Trump after demanding states undo full supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits paid out under judges' orders last week, now that the U.S. Supreme Court has stayed those rulings. Food pantries across the state are on overdrive, coming as confusion builds about the nation's SNAP program. Tim Garvin, the CEO from United Way for Central Massachusetts, says he's proud of how the private and public sectors are coming together to help feed people in need. Campbell also took aim at the president's demands, calling the attempt to claw back resources from children, elderly, veterans, and people with disabilities who desperately need them. Across Massachusetts, over a million people rely on SNAP food benefits. The demand from the U.S. Department of Agriculture came as more than two dozen states warned of catastrophic operational disruptions if the Trump administration doesn't reimburse them for those SNAP benefits they authorized before the Supreme Court's stay. Nonprofits and Democratic attorneys general sued to force the Trump administration to maintain the program in November. They won the favorable ruling last week, leading to the swift release of benefits to millions in several states. A news conference is set for today to provide an update on the United Food response across Massachusetts, which will include the State House, the United Way of Massachusetts, and the Codman Health Center in Dorchester. Check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 74. The NASDAQ dropped 49. The S&P rose 8. Shares advanced in Europe and Asia today as tentative moves by the U.S. Senate to end the federal government shutdown pushed U.S. futures higher. The dollar rose, the euro was up, oil at $60 a barrel. Sports: Patriots beat Tampa Bay 28-23, and they'll play the Jets Thursday night at 8:15 at Foxborough. Celtics beat the Magic 111-107. They'll be in Philly to take on the 76ers tomorrow night at 8. And the Bruins will host Toronto tomorrow night at 7. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service is calling for rain with a high of 54 degrees. Rain will taper off tonight. Temperatures will plummet tonight into the upper 20s. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, and cold. The high only 41 degrees. Wednesday, cloudy with a high of 45. Thursday, partly cloudy, high 50. Well, the boater waves about a foot, a light easterly wind at a high tide 2:50 p.m. Sunrise 6:28, sets at 4:26. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, November 10th.